obviously a super good team there. So I was super excited when I heard the news, and yeah.
Piggybacking off that, probably exciting, as you mentioned. You know, the team's off to a pretty good start, top of the BC division, a team that's played some really good hockey, obviously a young team that's starting to get more experience. I'm assuming a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, for sure. You guys got a ton of young prospects there that, you know, carry the team, and just hoping to bring some leadership and some age and experience. And, yeah, like you said, top of the BC division, and, you know, looking to keep that going.
Maybe just take me through your time at Edmonton, Jackson. Obviously, it was a lot of great memories for your team and for your group with the championship team last year. We'll get into that in a second, but just some general thoughts on some takeaways from your time as an Edmonton Oil King.
Yeah, for sure. I have nothing but positive things to say about the Edmonton Oil Kings as an organization. Obviously, last year with the team we had and the special things we accomplished, it was something that I'll never forget and go down as, you know, the highlight of my junior career. And, you know, I have nothing but good things to say. And but I'm super excited to join Prince George and continue hopefully the success from last year.
Yeah, I can tell the excitement in your voice that, you know, ready to come on and go to a new team here in Prince George. And when researching you, Jackson, it seems like you're a guy that can contribute offensively. You can play a physical game also, and, you know, a leader. You had a letter on your sweater so far this year. And is there anything else that I'm missing about your playing style?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think for the most part, I'm a 200-foot forward. You know, I like to play a physical style and play on the edge and do what I can offensively and defensively and, you know, whatever it takes to help the team contribute in a positive way. So I think I can bring that to the young group there and add some experience and, you know, just bring my style of play. And I think things will, you know, connect there and do well moving forward.
Last one before that you go, Jackson. Not going to keep you too long, but I just wanted to again ask about the playoffs last year. Kind of alluded to it a little bit already ago, but just what was that experience like for someone like yourself, you know, being at the highest stage of junior hockey at the Memorial Cup and obviously, you know, having the tournament that you did and just contributing on a nightly basis, and I'm assuming it's going to mean a lot, and to bring that here to Prince George, I feel like it's going to be something special.
Right, obviously going through the playoffs, it's not hard to get up for games, right? And just going through that and taking, you know, what I've learned through that playoff run and hopefully bringing it to this group is something I'm going to take pride in. And the playoffs are a different beast. And, you know, I just tried to, you know, bring as much energy as I could for the team. And obviously it went well for the group and for myself personally. And there's some things there that I can bring to the Cougars to, you know, help excel them through the playoffs. And like I said, super excited to join the team and hopefully bring in some leadership.
Well said, Jackson. I appreciate the time, man. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today and looking forward to meeting you. I can't wait to see you in a Cougar sweater.
Awesome. Thanks, Cole. Appreciate it.